Blog Talk Radio.
Coast and around the globe, you're listening to Psyche Talk Radio. Welcome, everyone. I'm Dax Carlisle, executive producer of Psyche Talk and president of the Tarot Guild, coming to you live from Tucson, Arizona. We are a live call-in show, so give us a ring at 714-816-4628. As soon as you get through, press the number one on your dial pad so that we know you want to be live on air. You can also join us in the chat room at psychictalk.net/live. So it's open lines and mini readings all show long. Call in with what's ever on your mind. Ask questions about angels, tarot, numerology, crystals, animal communication, psychic development, or for a mini reading live on air. 714-816-4628. I'm going to bring on my fabulous co-host. She is a certified angel practitioner, an animal communicator, and also an Akashic Records reader. And here she is from Montana, Kathy Shogren.
Hi, Dax.
Hey,
hi,
Kathy.
Everyone.
Here
so
we
good
are
to be
on
with
another
you today.
Friday. Yeah.
What?
Exciting stuff. Rose is not with us. It's just Kathy and I holding down the fort. Dr. Rose is at camp, and the kids are having a lot of fun. She's tired. She says they're doing a barbecue today, though. Last day of the camp. Yep. So she'll be back with us next Friday. So I'm really excited about that.
That will be good. We miss you, Rose.
We miss you, Rose. And it's going to be a lot of fun next Friday as well, because we have a special guest, certified tarot professional and master hypnotherapist, Jennifer Mateo. And Jennifer joined the Tarot Guild and got certified as a tarot professional, God, I want to say 2015. But since then, she's also gotten certified in hypnotherapy and became a master hypnotherapist, got that certification. And so I was chatting with her a few weeks ago, Kathy, and I was like, we got to bring you back on the show. I mean, she's been on the shows before, and it's been quite a while, and there's so much to catch up on. We get to talk to her all about hypnosis and tarot and the connection between tarot and hypnosis, tarot in the mind, hypnosis in the mind, all that kind of stuff. So going to be fun next Friday,
great.
Right?
Right. I wonder if she does past life regressions.
Oh, I know. We got to ask her that.
Yeah. I want to know.
You ask her because I'll forget.
Okay.
Because I'll just be like all excited, you know, having Jennifer back on again, because God, it's been so long. But it's going to be fun next week. But we're doing open lines today. Actually, we're doing open lines all week. We didn't plan it this way, but for some reason this week, the majority of the shows are open line shows and mini readings and such. So it's great. It's open lines week, you know. And then next week we'll go into a bunch more topics and things and guests, you know, like Jennifer and so forth. But this is the week to just call in. And in fact, I'll be on Saturday with Mary. I'll be on Sunday with Cooch. Cooch is launching her new tarot D'Amour show, late night tarot for love at 10 p.m. at night. Oh my God. I'm going to be all bleary eyed. Yeah, because it's 10 p.m. Pacific and 1 a.m. Eastern. So that's like 6 a.m. in London. So if you're in Europe, you know, and you want to wake up in the morning, grab your coffee and join us on the show, you can do that. Oh boy. Wow. Dang.
I think that's 11 p.m. my time. What time is it in Arizona?
In Arizona,
it's
10 p.m. also, yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Yeah, because we're aligned with West Coast time right now in November, you know, when the clocks fall back, we'll be separated by an hour. We'll be an hour ahead of San Diego and Los Angeles. Now we're the same time right now. Oh,
I don't
boy.
Have anything positive to say about daylight standard time, so I'm just going to be quiet.
Yeah, me neither. I'm so glad we don't do it here in Arizona. But the problem is with the radio shows, the times, the start times for the show don't change because
right.
It's East Coast and West Coast time, and they move the clocks. But even though they move the clocks, the time that the shows start don't change. So for me in Arizona, they do change. You know, so I think it's October or early November when it changes. And then instead of starting at 11 a.m. like we are now, it'll be noon for me. It'll be an hour later. All the shows will be an hour later. Oh, boy.
The whole thing just makes my head hurt.
Let's give time for some folks to get in on the phone lines. The phone lines are wide open at 714-816-4628. See, I haven't been in the chat room. Oh, there are a couple people in the chat room. Hi, everybody. Remember, you can ask questions in the chat, make comments, ask questions about crystals and angels and numerology and tarot and psychic development. You can also ask for a mini reading. All right there in the chat room, psychictalk.net/live, and the player's there so you can listen to the show. Every day you just type in psychictalk.net/live, and you're going to see our next live show, and then just scroll down. Oh, I did want to mention yesterday, Stephanie had to cancel her show again. Poor Stephanie. Things just keep happening to her. And yesterday, her mom has a tachycardia, and had to go in for monitoring, so she's in the hospital. And so, you know, we're going to send all of our thoughts and Reiki energy, healing energy, calling on Archangel Raphael and sending that her way. I think her name's Lynn.
For sure.
Lynn? Yeah.
Okay.
And so Stephanie's dealing with all that and had to cancel the show, but she should be back on next Thursday. I just wanted to mention that. Also, I wanted to mention about the numerology and tarot of the day, because today I actually, you know, I mention it on the show every time I'm on, but today I actually wrote a whole blog post about it. You'll see it's in our blog. Go over to psychictalk.net, click on blog. It should be like the first post. It says, "The threes align today, creativity and communication." I did a whole blog post, Kathy, because this is one of those crazy, you know, alignments. And you hear the astrologers always talking about, you know, astrological alignments. Well, sometimes there's alignments with the numbers. And if you're not a numerologist, you're probably not noticing this. But this entire month, there's this phenomenon going on where, you know, I always give the date, number of the date, where I take the whole date, reduce it to a single digit, and then the day, we reduce that to a single digit. You know, so it's the 21st, so that's a 3. And normally those are different numbers, but all month long, this month of June, they are the same number, which is equivalent to a doubling of the energy. But today, okay, so the date, June 21st, 2019, adds up to 21, 2 plus 1 is 3. Same thing for the day, which is 21, 2 plus 1 is 3. We're also in a world year of 3. We've been under that energy all year. So here we are halfway through the year, Kathy, and on this day in particular, all three of those energies, the date, the day, and the world year number, all align, okay? So communication's really at the forefront today, and there's the potential to like really make headway on any creative projects that you're doing. Okay. The other thing is, if you just happen to have life path 3, if your life path is a 3, this is really your day, you know, play the lottery or something. I mean, my God, you know, world year of 3, dates 3, days 3. And if your life path 3, this is your day. Absolutely. Now, you got to be cognizant of communication today. You know, there's always the other side of the energy. So we got this heightened 3 energy, but when we're not working it in the it in the positive, it could lead to miscommunication today. So you need to be on the outlook for that. Also, people tend to be gossipy and dramatic as well when there's a lot of three energy like this. So beware of that. You know, stay away from that. Remember to have a sense of humor today. It's all about bringing joy to everything you do. I also pulled the card of the day, and I got the King of Swords. Now, he's analytical, clear-minded, and rational. He's cautious and decisive, impartial and discerning. So today, as you approach any decisions, you know, a lot of times we tell people to lead with the heart. This is a day where you don't want to lead with the heart. Okay, instead, the King of Swords is counseling us to be unemotional, logical, rational, and clear-minded with your decisions today. Okay? So, that's something I just wanted to mention on the show. The threes have aligned. That's right. And we got a bunch of other things we want to hit on as the show goes on, but I guess we should take some calls.
Okay.
Let's do a call or two here. Oh, I got to get my deck again. I'm sorry. I thought I had my deck already, but I guess
you
not.
Got it.
There it is. Okay, so shuffling. We're shuffling, getting things ready here. Awesome. Let's see. Who's the first caller that's been waiting the longest? Looks like area code 203. Caller, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Pat, Connecticut.
Hi, Pat.
Hi. I spoke to you, both of you, Kathy, maybe going on almost 2 months ago about my dog. You had given me some connections.
Pat, your line's breaking up really bad. I can't make out what you're saying.
Okay.
Can you start over with that?
Can you hear me?
Okay, now it isn't breaking up. So did you hear that,
okay,
Kathy, where it was breaking up real bad?
Yeah, it was breaking up quite a bit. I know you said you called us a couple months ago in regards to your dog, and that's the last thing I was able to get.
Kathy, you gave me some connections for possible finance help, but that never worked. But thank you for that. I've spent probably $1,600 on my dog, just a wild goose chase with a bunch of different vets, and ultimately I ended up with my original vet, and he's now so much better, and she ended up being the most conservative vet. But I don't know your animal communicator. Can you see if that was the only thing going on with him, or is there anything else? Anything you have to say? He's just come in the room to say hello.
Oh, hi.
Give me your dog's name, and if you can describe your dog, like by breed or what have you.
Yeah, his name is Chance, and he's a black and tan coonhound mix. He's about 67 pounds.
Uh-huh. And Chance, what was going on with him that is, it's now improving? The diagnosis that you're most conservative?
Ultimately, he had anal gland abscesses, but along the way, he was tested for Cushing's and all kinds of things, and surgery recommended, and essentially, I never needed any of that, although I don't know, you know, if he's got the beginning of Cushing's that became negative, the testing. I think he's okay, but I don't know.
I'm not seeing anything with Cushing's. No.
Good.
I'm getting a no with that.
Do you see anything going on?
No, there's no allergies. Thyroid.
Checking.
Has the vet done anything with his thyroid, testing his thyroid?
I put him on thyroid, and the vet just decided to drop the dose in half. So he's going to get tested in about 6 or 8 weeks. Do you see it as low?
Yeah, a little bit of hypothyroid going on. It's nothing life-threatening. Most of my dogs, as they aged, had to go on a little bit of thyroxine just to keep that level where it needs to be for your dog's optimum well-being. So I do see this thyroid situation getting stabilized. Sometimes it's just a matter of making sure you have the most appropriate dose, but your vet is on that. So
We just lowered it because of his panting and restlessness, but I'm not sure right. that was the reason. Do you see his dose is good, or should we go back to the original?
Okay, was the panting due to the... Okay, what I'm getting that the panting was a little... is more due to allergies. So let me see. And not food allergies, just like seasonal allergies to the outside. Is Chance
okay.
having, like, did you notice him itching or anything like that, or working his ears a lot, or having a little bit of dripping from his nose, or is anything going on with
his,
seasonal allergies?
From his nose, discharge from his eye is new. I just picked up some homeopathic eye drops for him. Because he paws at his eyes sometimes and he shakes his ears. So should I do more than just eye drops?
The panting, I think, was due to itching. Panting was due to he's itching because of allergies. The homeopathic eye drops, I do see that those will be helpful. You might want to ask your vet just about some simple Benadryl. Sometimes dogs have to, in the allergy season, you know, just like people, you know, can get flare-ups with skin issues and some of the symptoms seeing on him. So, you know, even though Benadryl is a very benign medication, always check with your vet before giving it. And I will tell you, a lot of my clients, when their dogs have allergies that affect their skin, you know, when they get dry skin and such during the allergy time, a lot of them, especially veterinary dermatologists, will say, along with Benadryl, give a source of omega acids, like omega oil.
You know
like,
what? I stopped for a bit, and I've just started up again on krill oil, because that's not only older dogs. One more question. All this.
Okay,
He's
honey.
Been talking.
You're breaking up a little bit again, but when you talk
you're
to your vet
up
about
again,
allergies,
Pat.
Please, when you talk to your vet about allergies, talk about giving the krill oil and the Benadryl at the same time, because the veterinary dermatologist a lot of my clients are going to say that those two things work synergistically, which means to get the best benefit, the most relief from the allergies, give those two things together
mm-hmm.
at the exact same time. So again, I'm not a vet or anything. I'm just saying what my clients have ordered from a dermatologist they've gone to. So that is something to run by your personal vet that you like. But other than the allergies and the thyroid situation being stabilized, things look good. I'm really happy for
you
and Chance.
We got to give the disclaimer like you just did that, you know, we're not vets. We're not medical professionals. We can't diagnose, you know, You gotta take any advice with a grain of salt. You know, it's anecdotal evidence and just opinion. You know, got to run it all by the vet. So I hope that helped you out, Pat. And feel free to call back into the show. We'd love to chat with you again. We got to move on to other callers. And Pat's line was breaking up really bad again there. But I do have a message, Kathy. Coming through in the cards for Pat, and the cards are reflecting the situation, you know, showing all the material and financial investment that she's made with her animal, all the, you know, the battles and the worry and suffering and all this, you know, it's all coming up in the cards, but then it ends on a high note at the very end. The last card is the Star card. And so the message coming through for Pat from the cards is hope, faith, optimism. You really want to hold that, because your animal's going to pick up on it. Chance is going to pick up on that, and that's going to help him, you see. So it's not just, you know, your own peace of mind, but the animals pick up on these things. Okay, so you got to hold on to that hope, faith, optimism. That's what's showing up in the cards. That's the message there. Okay, so we're going to go to another caller here. That was a perfect first call because that's what I kind of wanted to segue into in the conversation, was talking about animal communication. We spent the last several shows talking about soul realignment and the soul realignment readings that you do and working with the Akashic Records and everything like that. But you do a lot of other things, including animal communication. And normally, I was glad you were able to help Pat out, because normally, you know, you don't do the animal communication on air. You know, we're just doing other types of reading, because you have that whole process you do either in person or, you know, you get the photograph you were telling me and connecting mm-hmm. with their energy, and there's a whole process to it. And so, yeah, I kind of wanted to ask you about that, you know, how you got into the animal communication and the whole process of, around that. But let's take another call real quick and give people some time to call in at 714-816-4628. If you're listening live, we got plenty of room and we got plenty of time left in the show. So give us a call and get into the queue. We take the calls in the order that they come in. 714-816-4628. Remember to press 1 when you get through on your dial pad. If you're Skyping in, go to your Skype app, open the dial pad, click 1. That way we know you want to be live on air. And I was just going to go to somebody and they dropped off, Kathy.
Now, there is a question from our friend. There is a question from our friend Lizzie in the chat room.
Okay, we'll get to that after the next call. Let's go to area code 760 has been waiting the longest. Hello, caller. What's
Hello.
Your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, it's Gigi, and I'm calling from California.
Awesome. So what do you want to chat about today?
Oh, okay. So I thought maybe you guys could help with some clarification and insight as to an upcoming move. I was really open to, you know, something coming my way, and actually a friend of mine is inviting me into his place and, you know, as a roommate, and I'm just really, really curious as to what energies you might pick up around that and whether that's the best decision for me.
Let's see. Okay, is he a fire sign? He's showing up in the reading as a fire sign. Oh, that's fascinating. I love when the tarot is always right, you know. It's just always dead on, you know.
We are connected, yes.
Yeah, he's showing up as the King of Wands. And that's a very, you know, tends to be a passionate kind of person, a gentleman, good father, generous, fair-minded kind of person, you know, and that's all really good to know when you're going to roommate with somebody, right? And
right.
I'm getting really positive cards, okay, for the energy of the situation is well, it's the center focus is the Three of Cups, which is a card of celebration, you know,
mm-hmm.
girls' night out, letting your hair down, fun. Enjoying yourself, you know, it looks like things can be really copacetic, you know, and work out well with this. What are you getting,
Kathy?
Really
great.
Are you picking anything up? You picking anything up, Kath?
Yeah, I'm looking. Let's see. It does look good. I'm getting some indications. That there might be a need just for some cooperation and compromise, maybe a little revision, but nothing really major. You know, just keep the communication very transparent and open. Make sure the timing is the best that it can be. I think Dax's numerology could help you with that. But, you know, just a little, a few minor caveats like that. And so long as that's all copacetic, it looks and feels fine to me.
Would you recommend in that area, while you're on the subject of communication and being transparent, not only verbally, but to jot some things down on paper to make sure that, you know, we both are agreeing to things, that there are agreements?
That's always a good
idea.
Yes,
I think that would be a good idea. Uh-huh.
Okay. I mean, I like that idea, too. I believe that he happens to kind of, you know, be turned off, you know, sometimes, and that kind of concerns me. And then I think
What concerns you again? What was that specifically again?
You know, the fact that you know, putting things down on paper and documenting them, he seems mm-hmm. to kind of get a little, I don't know, put off by that, almost as if I'm trying to be too businesslike, you know, when we're friends. However, I do want to make sure that, you know, people are both really on the same page, that we're both on the same page.
That's right. I pulled some more cards, and I'm getting, you know, issues around, you know, balancing the money aspect of it, you know. So you really do want to get that all down in writing, you know. You got to protect yourself. I can see his point of view, but remember, he's on the other side of the table. He is the person that has the place, and you're going to stay with him. Now, if the positions were reversed, we would be telling him the exact same thing. He's got to protect himself, you know, and make sure it's all spelled out, because that way you have something to refer back to. You know what you agreed to. Verbal agreements are perfectly fine, and, you know, shaking hands and so forth like that. But, you know, people are the worst witnesses in a court case, and there's a reason for that. We forget things. We twist things in our head. You know, when it's written down and it's all in black and white, you have something to refer back to.
Right. And so that should go fine. He should understand that it's just – you know, really just for both of our benefits. I mean, that's, I always want to approach a situation and go into a situation with a win-win attitude. So really that's what this would be protecting, you know, making sure that it's the right situation and that we're both in agreement and it feels good to both of us. So, and do you see that this would be a temporary situation more than anything long-term?
I got to draw some more cards because I really didn't ask in that direction of things.
Okay.
Let's see. Yes. Okay, so what it looks like is it could go either way, really. You know, if you want it to be long term, it can be. There's no blocks in the way. There's nothing negative showing up. And timing-wise, I'm getting 6 months. So at least 6 months is showing up.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, all great. Right. Great. Yeah, thank you so much. That was very helpful.
Thanks for calling in, Gigi, and you have to let us know what happens. And that opens another line at 714-816-4628 if anybody wants to call in and get in the queue early here so we can get to you. And I see it's the bottom of the hour. Before we do the bottom of the hour announcements, let's take that question from the chat room. What's going on in chat there, Kathy?
Our friend Lizzie is saying, I have been manifesting and been trying to be positive and put good vibes into the universe. My question is, do you see any love or a special man coming into my life or anything I should know? Thank you for your time.
Okay. Hold on. I'm having an issue with my computer right now, and something happened with my program, and I'm trying to bring this back up because I can't do anything without the cards, you know. I've got to get the cards here. And I was trying to bring up what I was really trying to do is I was trying to bring up the numerology calculator because she gave us her birth date here. And I want to put that in. Okay, let's see. 12/12/1971. Okay, so she's a sixth life path with a sixth attitude, the nurturer. And let's see, what personal year is she? Oh, she's in a year of endings, the end of the 9-year cycle. She's in a personal year of 9. Okay. Now that I got that all situated, sorry, Kathy, I couldn't even hear what you were saying because I was trying to X out of this program that froze and bring it back up again and get the numerology calculator up again. What was it that Lizzie was asking?
She was asking if we see any love or a special man coming into her life.
Alrighty. So I'm going to do a little shuffling on that here. Okay. Let's see. Did you already draw on that or getting anything?
Yes, I did. Mm-hmm.
Okay. You want to go first this time? I got stuff, but you can go first.
I already typed it in for her into the chat room.
Okay,
so,
well, let us know what you said for the listeners.
Yeah, for me, the Knight of Water showed up for her. Yeah, and I did see a happy relationship on the way. It might be up to 6 months away is the vibe I was getting. So she can use this 6 months to just kind of prepare for this long-lasting happy relationship in terms of releasing anything that no longer serves her, you know, maybe even doing a life review with Archangel Jeremiah to make sure everything that needs to be released and healed has been. So that way, when this Knight of Water shows
mm-hmm.
up, you know, you have a solid and happy platform on which to welcome him, you know, and a good foundation that you can build a relationship on. So that's what I got. I'm interested to hear what you're getting as well.
That's interesting. Yeah, you know, I got all good cards about this. And, you know, I said about her numerology, her being the nurturer. And the Queen of Pentacles shows up, which is literally the card of the nurturer. I call it the mom card. You know, she's kind of cradling that pentacle like it was a baby in her arms. And the World card showed up. You know, it looks really, really positive. Now, she is in a 9-year personal year of 9. It's the end of a cycle, okay? This is a really good time between now and the end of the year. You know, you got 6 months left to really, literally and figuratively clean out the closets. You know, anything that's not serving you anymore. You might go through the garage, go through the closets, things you haven't touched in 6 months, a year, 10 years. You know, get rid of that stuff. You know, the more we release these energies, we're opening up room for something new to come in. And when you're talking about relationships, I always believe in starting with the energetics first before the practical of, you know, finding, dating, all that stuff. You know, you got to have the room for it first, you know. So look in your closets, you know, is there space in a drawer? Is there space in a closet? I'm not saying move the person in. I'm just saying if you clear some space, like maybe you have a 2-car garage and you can only fit 1 car in there. That's sending out an energetic pattern to the universe. So you want to clear out that other space so that he can pull in, so to speak. And God forbid you have like clothes and suits and things from a previous husband or boyfriend hanging in your closet. Get rid of that stuff. you got to open up the space and letting go of any relationships, belief systems, anything that's not serving you anymore, and also any attachments to, you know, how relationships have to be or previous relationships and the negative things. You don't want to be focusing on that. You want to be focusing in on who you want to draw in. And I'm actually getting a little bit earlier, like 3 months. I think you said 6 months, Kathy?
Or sooner. So 6 months would be the latest.
Right. And I got the Ace of Wands indicating, you know, this new possibility coming in. And in my spread, there's a person showing up as the King of Swords. And so Swords is air. That would be Gemini, Libra, or Aquarius. So this person could be a different one than the one that you're seeing, Kathy.
Always good to have choices.
Exactly. And the funny thing about it is the very next card is the Two of Swords, making a choice. So you may find yourself in that situation. And Lizzie, that's when you're going to have to come back and we're going to have to pull some more cards. You may find yourself in that situation, I'm just saying. All righty. So let's see. Oh, good. We have some more callers coming in here. 727 is going to be next, and then 310, but it is the bottom of the hour. So Kathy's going to give us some of the announcements, some of the upcoming shows on the network, and we got some great stuff coming up, right, Kath?
We sure do, because tomorrow, Saturday, June 22nd, it's Psychic Saturday, the return of Psychic Saturday with Dax and Mary Brown. They will be live on the air doing open lines, so feel free to call in with whatever is on your mind. And then on Sunday, June 23rd, it is the premiere episode of Cooch Daniels' new show, Thoreau D'Amore, Nighttime Tarot for Love. So this is a show for everyone, really, the lovelorn, the romantically challenged, people that just need a little bit of advice. So feel free to join this new show and call in for your mini reading. And then the following day, Monday, June 20th.
You didn't give the time. You didn't give the time. It's our first late night show. Remind everybody.
That's correct. With Cooch. So that would be, let's see. I got it. 10 p.m. Pacific or 1 a.m. Eastern in the U.S. So that is in the nighttime. But a lot of us night owls, that's just right up our alley. So fantastic about that. It's our first late night show, as Dax said, so good times there. Monday the 24th, the rooms in our home, Path to Self-Love, on the Wisdom of Your Soul show with your host Janice Fuchs. That's 10 a.m. Pacific or 1 p.m. Eastern. And also on that day, Monday the 24th coming up, is the Compassionate Light show, Healing and Guidance with Catherine Hahn. And she will be talking about, are you listening to your intuition? That's 11 a.m. Pacific or 2 p.m. Eastern. So for more information, you can always go to psychictalk.net/upcoming to find out all about the shows that are coming up in the next week or so. So some great content coming up. Really looking forward to it.
Yeah, and go check out that page, psychictalk.net/upcoming. I'm sorry, what did you say, Kathy? You broke up a little.
Oh, I was just saying, especially our new show with Cooch. That's very exciting whenever a new show premieres. It's fun
Absolutely.
To be able to get in on the ground floor of a new project like that.
Yeah, and it's perfect timing because that is when people are up late at night thinking about relationships, you know. Cooch was dead on with that. But go over to that page, psychictalk.net/upcoming. I have all the shows listed all the way through Sunday, June 30th. So there's a lot more on there, including that show next Friday. We'll be back, and so will Dr. Rose. We'll be back with Kathy and I, and we're going to have Jennifer Mateo on talking about hypnosis and tarot and a whole bunch of other things. You're just going to love that, folks. It's going to be great. So let's see, we'll do some more readings, go back to the phone lines here. Speaking of readings, I haven't plugged my sale yet today. I'm doing a Pride sale for Pride Month. It's also my birthday month, and I put everything on sale. If you're a professional reader, you can get certified and get your membership in the Tarot Guild for just $37. If you're new to tarot and numerology and you want to learn to do what we do, well, you can enroll in my Tarot by the Numbers course. It's a great foundation in both tarot and numerology. Set you up for certification, which is included, and so is your membership in the Tarot Guild is also included. And so it's like a business in a box. And it's normally $197 on our Psychic U page. It's on sale for half off right now, $97. But during this Pride sale, it's only $67. PsychicTalk.net/Pride. And if you want to book a private reading with me, they normally range $67 and $97 depending on the time. Well, it's just $27 right now. You can also get a full numerology report from me for $27, or both for $47. In fact, someone just booked that right before the show, and I didn't have time to contact her and say, I got your payment. And then I have another one early tomorrow morning before the show with Mary. I got to do a reading tomorrow morning. So get on that fast, because the slots are filling up with these readings and numerology reports and everything like that. And you know, I have them so low, I don't know how many I could do. But go over to PsychicTalk.net/Pride and check it out. PsychicTalk.net/Pride. You can only get those special prices on that page, or if you message me on Facebook or email me, Dax@PsychicTalk.net. Because if you go over to my Dax page, it's full price. So make sure you go over to that Pride page, PsychicTalk.net/Pride. You can book a reading with me for $27. And there's the courses and the certification and all kinds. Everything's on sale. Go over and check that out. Let's see who's been waiting the longest here. Looks like area code 727. Caller, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Kate calling from Florida.
Hi, Kate.
Hi, Zach.
What do you want to
chat
about?
Thanks for taking my call. I would appreciate a general for the coming 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Mm-hmm.
That's interesting. Rarely get a request for that. Normally, it's very specific questions, and even if they want a general reading, they don't have such a nice time frame like that. I generally don't like to go out much farther than that, maybe up to 6 months, but, you know, 3 weeks is a much better time frame, because the farther out you go from the now, the more the timelines diverge.
I agree.
And it's hard. Yeah, it's harder to lock in on specific outcomes. Now, any outcome you get is only potential, because you can decide not to go there. And that's what I look at my job as that. You know, I'm not here to tell you outcomes and predict the future and say, you know, okay, go off and do that. You know, I'm here to give you information, and then you decide if you want to go there or not. Okay?
Absolutely.
It's more,
sure.
More intuitive life coaching than fortune telling. It's more like my friend, tarot author James Rickliff, has on his business card, I'm a fortune helper, not a fortune teller.
That's a great reference.
Awesome. Awesome. So let's see. Taking some look here. A lot of the things are it's, you know, it's not giving me like real specific individual things, and it's that's normally because I always tell people to have a very specific question when they call into the shows, okay? And when I'm doing a 40-minute reading, you know, I'll start off with a bunch of cards, and then I draw more cards and more cards and ask more questions and pull more cards and ask more questions and pull more cards. So it's a little bit harder to do these types of readings on air, okay? Most of what's showing up is talking about following your passions and asserting your independence. So I'm getting like the Nine of Pentacles, which is the self-made woman card. So over the next 3 weeks, the message coming through seems to be surrounding that. More about career or projects that you're either doing or thinking about doing, something along those lines.
That's helpful. What I'm getting. Thank you.
Okay, and it looks like there's going to be There's going to be some struggles with that, a little bit of conflict going on here. And even if you're on the winning side, it's winning at the expense of another. So be cognizant of that as these things come up, all right? But by the end of this, in three weeks.
I got it.
Yes, be gracious. Yeah, even though you might be on the winning side. In fact, you probably are going to be on the winning side because right after that, the Chariot shows up. And then the Page of Swords, you know. And whereas earlier I was getting more multiple sword cards, so there are multiple thoughts and ideas. And what's going to happen is over this next three-week period, you're going to be able to focus in and gel it and get focused on one idea.
Yes,
one,
got it.
One thing to run with, and it's going to be entrepreneurial in nature, and it's going to be following your passion. Remember, everything you do should be
What is emotionally fulfilling?
That's what you need. Let's go over to Kathy and see what message she might have coming through. Kathy?
Thank you, Dad.
Sure. I got some of the same things. And before I forget, I want to say I posted a link in the chat room for you, caller, about Neptune retrograde. It's what's going on astrologically in these weeks coming up that you're talking about. And I got a message that it would be helpful for you to read that. So if you can head over to the chat room, you're going to find
really
a link
cool,
to that.
Yeah.
I am getting some of the same messages about. Sure.
Give her the URL. Psychic Talk.net/live. PsychicTalk.net/live. And that's for our caller Kate, but also everybody listening. Go over to, you know, if you're listening live, go over so you can get that link. And one suggestion I always make, because most of our listeners listen in archive or on iTunes or something, Kathy, is I tell the same thing to Dr. Rose all the time when she's on the show, because she'll give out links to wonderful mantras and such in the chat. And I always say, after the show or when you have time, go over to the Psychic Talk Radio open Facebook public group and just pop that link in so that everybody can find it.
That's a great idea, because I really think that this is information that would benefit everybody, like you were saying, not just Kate. But sure, Kate, so I'm getting the Justice card and the Sun card for you. That's an awful lot of powerful major arcana energy in the next week and 2 weeks. The first week, Justice, second week, the Sun, and for the third week, I got the King of Air. So this is also a lot of energy, such as releasing your judgments towards yourself and others, working on forgiveness and having compassion for yourself and others, and also having confidence in yourself and speaking your mind with confidence. And that right there is especially what resonated with me in terms of Neptune retrograde, because this is a time that we are rather taking off our rose-colored glasses and looking at things as they are. So it gives us an opportunity for a lot of deep healing around emotional issues. There's a lot of just cosmic support, for doing that kind of work now, that could really propel us forward with our personal growth and everything. So I will be posting that link in the Facebook group as well. But yeah, I just really can echo what Dax told you and add that astrological information. So hang in there, Kate.
That was so helpful. Thank you, Kathy, and it was spot on. I appreciate it greatly.
I hope that helped
out.
We appreciate
you calling.
Yay. Call back anytime, Kate.
Please do.
Thank you.
I love great callers like that. Oh, boy, this is a long article. I'm going to have to read this after the show. But if you're listening in archive, go over to our Psychic Talk Radio group. Now, if you're on Facebook and you search Psychic Talk Radio, you're going to find us. There's a page. Go and like the page and then find the group. Go to the group. joined the group, got hundreds of listeners on there, and you'll be able to scroll down and find Kathy's link to this great article on Neptune Retrograde 2019 here. Awesome. Awesome. So before we go to the next caller, I wanted to mention you can contact Kathy through her page. Multiple ways to email, contact her on Facebook. Everything is located there. It's psychictalk.net/Kathy. And I just was popping that in the chat room. Oops, I stopped mid-type because I had to jump in here. But there we go. I got it into the chat room there. psychictalk.net/Kathy with a K. And you can get in contact with Kathy in between shows as well. She does soul realignment as well as animal communication, which everybody loves. And I want to ask you a little bit more about that, Kathy. And what else do you do with clients? Anything else we should mention that I'm forgetting about? Soul realignment, animal communication.
With crystal healing and making recommendations for crystal healing and for animals, I make crystal healing grids where I have a picture of the animal and I position certain specific crystals on it, and then I channel a healing prayer to go with it. So there's a lot of power in that, because once it's posted, you know, all the online friends and, you know, family are praying the same prayer. And I have, you know, clients or friends, because that's one thing I do not charge for is crystal healing grids for animals, that will print out the grid, take it to the vet's office and say, you know, I've had clients say, I told my vet, I just want you to know that there's a lot of people praying for this dog. And the vets have even taken pictures of the crystal healing grids, put it on the animal's kennel at the veterinary hospital and let it stay there so the healing energy could work with, you know, the Western medicine that the vet was doing. And we've really gotten some great results with that. Or, you know, just if you need a healing gemstone consultation with me to find out what crystals would be optimal for your healing needs, that could be emotional healing, support with physical healing, spiritual issues, you know, whatever. There's a lot going on there. Do some stuff with essential oils. I'm one of those people that is all over the place. And that's, you know, typical of my soul group. We talked about that in soul realignment. But my particular soul group is known for being a jack of all trades. And the energies that I'm highest in, we typically have more than one iron in the fire at a time. So, you know, that's not either good nor bad. That's who I am at a soul level. So when you hear me say, I do this, I do this, I do that, you know, rest assured that I put a lot of energy and time into each individual thing.
Awesome.
Yeah,
so
I really appreciated
Kathy,
that caller updating
page.
Us about her sweet.
Yep, it's psychictalk.net/Kathy with a K. And you can contact her and book a session, multiple different things there as well. And how did you get into the animal communication, and, you know, what's your normal process? I know you normally tell us that you can't do it during the shows because you have a process.
Yeah, I'm really pushing myself to get beyond that. But I have studied with a few different teachers. And the last one was, in addition to communication, there's also a whole healing protocol that, you know, that can be followed. And there's all kinds of charts and graphs that go with it, like five element kinesiology, different brain gym exercises, a lot of pendulum dowsing with floral essences and essential oils. There's just a whole big thing there that I would have to follow that would take time in terms of sending healing energy to an animal. With communication, it can be a little easier. I think it's just kind of something I fell into very naturally, just because I have such a heart for the animal kingdom. So it was natural at some point in my life that I would just look for ways to deepen that relationship. So that probably started maybe between 15 and 20 years ago when I really started taking classes and studying animal communication.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, for everybody, it's a little different, probably, you know, the means they use to connect. You know, it could be telepathic or mind-to-mind communication. Some people get their information more energetically, reading the energy of an animal. And some get it through various psychic means, like pendulum dowsing, you know, or something like that. So for me, it's mainly telepathic, and then I call in the other two as needed to supplement or clarify the information that I'm getting. But it's always
awesome,
really fascinating.
Yes.
Yeah. You know, it's not just dogs and cats. I mean, I've talked to snakes, horses.
I love it.
Yeah, all different kinds of bunnies, the deer, you know, outside my home. And, you know, with the puppies, it's a little too challenging. The two little teeny baby puppies I have, it's more, you know, it's going to be a while, you know, with them. So it's more right now just kind of their energy because they don't have real clear, you know, coherent thoughts. Like, for example, my Daisy would, you know, or Jonah, my older dogs that have since passed on. But, you know, we're going to get there. Sure.
Terrific.
I have my hands full right now with these two.
Yep. The new puppies. Alrighty, let's go back over to the phone lines here, see who's been waiting the longest. It looks like area code 310. Caller, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Blue.
The switchboard's acting. The switchboard's acting up. The button's not working for some reason. So let's give it another try here. 310, are you there?
Yeah, hi. This is Janet.
Hi, Janet. Where are you calling from?
L.A.
Awesome.
Yeah, I kind of knew that because I know the area code. But just for everybody else out there, 310, love that area code. What's going on with you? What do you want to chat about?
Well, I'm kind of in the start of a new relationship. And I was wondering what you might see there.
Awesome. You want to go first, Kathy? We're kind of switching off.
Shuffling, hang on. Let's see.
Shuffling.
I'm going to go with angel cards. It's not giving me the clarity I need. Hang on. Not getting the clarity I need there. So we're talking about a new relationship that's just in its very earliest stages. Is that right?
Yeah, just a few months in.
Okay. Which relationship about that? Yeah, okay. So this is a relationship that will present you with some opportunities for growth and healing. As it begins, I see you being very very sensitive, you know, almost psychic and very reactive to your new partner's energy. So it's going to be important for you to honor yourself and your feelings and make time just for yourself, you know, to ground yourself, to get your, you know, thoughts clear and everything. You know, in the end, I see this relationship, you know, can work and it can be a harmonious relationship. There is potential for you both to kind of trigger in each other, but particularly for you to have some of your issues triggered by this partner.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, by doing that, by allowing yourself to be triggered and to express yourself openly and honestly with kindness and compassion, this will be an opportunity for you to work out some of these issues. So in a way, even though it's going to feel emotionally challenging and triggering, if the two of you, you know, play your cards right and be transparent and open and honest with each other and use this as the healing and growth opportunity it is, you can both grow into a higher version of yourself and end up with a relationship that is built on a pretty, you know, solid foundation. And you can feel free to call on the angels. A relationship angel that is particularly helpful in times like these is Raguel, R-A-G-U-E-L, Archangel Raguel.
Okay.
And he helps with just calling in energies of peace and harmony to relationships so that you can both be open-hearted and resolve any arguments or conflicts in a way that is respectful.
Right.
And
right.
And honest. So does this resonate?
Everything.
At all?
Like, exactly. I mean, more than I could have time to explain to you. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, all that's
important
is that you get it.
Totally get it. Yeah.
Yeah. And so, Janet, the message that I'm getting is very complimentary to what Kathy was saying.
Mm.
And I actually have Uriel coming through, and it's talking about attachments. You know, I have cards talking about you're making slow progress. And it looks really good. Anything that's holding you back, really holding you back, is your own personal attachments to relationships have to work out a certain way or go a certain
right.
way, you know, or being attached to the way things were in previous relationships, whether it's focusing on the worry of negative things that happened or even the positive things, being too attached to, oh, yeah, that perfect relationship that I had 20 years ago, and, you know, and this is how things were. And in order for any future relationship to be as good, it has to match those same qualities, which is absolutely not true, okay? So the way to speed these things up is to let go of any of those attachments. And I'm getting an 8-week time frame for this to really clear out, and then things start speeding up. The same,
okay.
the central focus card, though, is relating back to what Kathy was saying. It's talking about standing in your own personal power. And so when, you know, the inevitable disagreement comes up, you know, is that, you know, don't be the floor mat, you know, the doormat. You definitely have to stand in your own personal power, but then also be cognizant of the other person. And like Kathy said about, you know, how did you put it, Kathy? You know, it's like being respectful, or maybe actually, no, that might have been you, Janet, said that. But, you know, and then it leads to potentially great things because the Hierophant shows up, and I won't even go into what that means.
I'll look it up.
Look it up. The wedding card. Oh, I didn't say that on live on air. Shh. I didn't say that. I didn't say that. Yep. Don't want to create self-fulfilling prophecies. Anyway, but that's what's showing up in the cards anyway. It looks good if you can get past. Yeah, if you can get past those, you know, minor hurdles.
Well, you guys nailed everything that I'm doing. I'm trying to just stay real present and get out of my head and not overanalyze because I'm a Gemini and that's what I do.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, and we did kind of have a first tiny little bump, and not major, but I did speak my truth, and I'm not used to doing that, but I also followed it with recognizing his. Last night. So wow, your cards were like totally spot on.
Spot on. We love when it's spot on.
I also,
you know,
wanted to share.
Yeah.
You know, I work with crystals too. And when a tool that I used when my mom's dog was sick was I worked with the crystals and charged the crystals that the dog needed. And then I opened up his favorite little toy because he was in the hospital. And I put them inside, sewed it up, and we put that in the cage with him. And
brilliant idea.
He turned around.
Brilliant.
He started turning around, and it was beautiful. Yeah.
What do you think, Kathy? Isn't that great?
That is lovely. That is wonderful,
yeah,
that you followed your angelic guidance to do that. What that's beautiful. I'm
yeah,
so happy your dog is doing well.
Well, he's gone now, but it was his choice and his time later on, which is
okay.
You know, he was ready.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you so much for your call. We really
thank
appreciate
you,
it. And feel free to call back and let us know how it's going. And don't forget
right.
about Raguel.
Thank you.
Just call on him and bring him into that relationship to help you. That's what he's there for.
Raguel.
We'll do that.
Thanks,
thank
Janet.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Wow, just awesome calls today, Kath.
Mm-hmm. And I did post that Neptune Retrograde article in the Psychic Talk Radio Facebook page. You can find it there as well as in the chat room.
Awesome. And I had two bookings just pop up, and they were getting the numerology report and the reading, because I've got my readings on sale for $27 and the numerology reports on sale for $27, or you can get both for $47. And the reason why I bring that up was because of our last caller, Janet, there about relationships, because a lot of people don't know about the numerology aspect and what the reports are and things like that. And what I do with relationships when clients come to me is I do the full numerology chart on both individuals, and then I do an analysis and I look for where they're in alignment and where the potential conflicts are. And then, you know, forewarned is forearmed, and it really helps with the relationships.
Mm-hmm.
So I just thought I'd throw that out there so people know, you know, what is he talking about numerology reports? You know, just your numerology report is like getting a astrological natal chart, and it's going to tell you all your strengths and weaknesses and areas to overcome, areas to accentuate because you're really good in that area, things like that, you know. But when there's other people involved, and it doesn't have to be just boyfriend, girlfriend, spouse, you know, it can be your children, it can be your parents, it can be your coworkers, your boss. You can do this type of compatibility analysis with absolutely anyone. We did, the only caveat to it is with people that aren't in your immediate family. It might be a little bit more difficult to get their birth date, or harder than that is, you know, what's their birth name on their birth certificate? I need the full birth certificate name as well as the name they go by now, you know. So you
mm-hmm.
need the whole thing in order to build a 9-number chart, but it can be done. And it's just really, really powerful. So that's what numerology reports are for. And typically with a client, I'll do a numerology report, talk to them about their numbers, and it answers a lot of questions, gives a lot of insight before we pull any cards. And so
mm-hmm.
I find it to be a very, very powerful tool. Now, normally with like my $97 readings, I include the report with the reading, but because I have them discount it down to $27 right now, I had to separate that out. You know, I couldn't do everything for $27, but you can get both for $40.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, had to do something there. Let's see who's been waiting the longest. We're going a little over here, but we got so many calls. Oh my God! And if we don't get to your call today, remember I'll be on with Mary tomorrow, and we'll be taking calls. Let's see, area code 216 is next. Caller, what's your name? Where are you calling from? Hello, 216. Area
Hello.
Code 216.
216 going once. Is Cleveland, my hometown.
Yeah, going once, going twice. Okay, we're going to put them back on hold. If there's time, we will come back to you. We're going to go to the next caller and see if they're there. Hello, caller, are you there? What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, guys. This is Rosemaria from New Jersey.
Hi. How's it going?
Pretty good, guys.
What can we do for you today?
How can we help you?
Whatever you guys get, it's coming in positive. Long-term relationship, newer job, whatever you guys get moving. I'm like up in the air.
It's true. I'm getting the Two of Swords right off the bat, talking about, like, there's a decision either you already are aware of or it's about to come up, and you're, like, hesitant to go down either path. I also see you're definitely in the midst of a transition. So the Ten of Swords shows up, and that's one of the big transition cards in tarot, okay? And it's literally hitting rock bottom. I mean, you can't get lower than this. You know, the guy's laying on the ground. He's got ten swords in his back. I mean, come on. You know, you cannot get lower than this. But the object of the card is that if you look in the background, the sun is coming up. A new day is dawning, okay? So it's the end of one cycle and the beginning of a new cycle. So take heart in that. I mean, I know right now you're probably feeling like the Two of Swords and the Ten of Swords. And, oh, got a big truck going by. But you're about to break free of that. And then right after that is the World card. The world opens up for you. And this looks like it's about, let's see, 19... So that's 10, 1. Okay. So sometime over this next month, maybe as soon as a week, you could actually break free of this funk because you're ready to end this cycle and the next cycle is going to start. And the whole world opens up to you, the World card. Right after that, the Lover's card shows up.
Cool.
You're then ready for someone to come in. And then right after that, the Sun card. I mean, you can't get better cards than this. The caveat is that you're still back here at the Two of Swords and the Ten of Swords, and I don't with this decision you're not making. You know, you might not be able to put. Maybe you know what I'm talking about. Maybe you don't. Maybe you haven't quite put your thumb on it yet. But if you meditate on that, or another way is to program your dreams right as you're laying down the head onto the pillow. You program your dreams that you want information on, you know, what's this decision that's holding you up. And over the next 3 days, something's going to pop up for you. And you're going to it might be something that's subconscious that's holding you back, some kind of decision that you haven't made that's not letting you go forward. And so that's the caveat. To get to these good cards, you're going to have to get past that, whatever this block is, you know. And it could just be as simple as a shift, refocusing. Like if you want to go down the relationship direction, writing that down on a piece of paper, you know, what's the ideal person? And as I pull another card, boom, right away, okay, got the Knight of Wands. That is wands, that's fire. Okay, so we're talking about an Aries, a Leo, or a Sag coming through, potentially probably around the same age, maybe a little bit younger chronologically or mentally a little bit more youthful. You know, the Knights are very energetic and tend to be adolescent through early adulthood, you know. But it could be somebody that's chronologically older that just has that kind of mentality, and this is the kind of person that really follows their passions.
Right. Yeah.
Very
cool.
Very confident, you know. And so this is the person that's waiting in the wings to come in. You just got to get past this stuck point. But let's go over to Kathy because maybe she has some insight into this. I don't know. What are you getting, Kathy?
I received the same types of cards, that this is a time when you're really going to be entering into a whole new phase of your life. And it might feel like a very bumpy or tumultuous time where you're going to have to be very assertive and speak up for yourself. There might even be a past issue coming up that has a little bit of a karmic feel to it, where you're going to be called to account maybe for an action or a decision that you took in the past. But when everything comes out in the wash at the end of this, the vibe and the cards I'm getting point to a leadership position, like you stepping more into your power at the very least, being a leader of your own life and your own destiny, but quite possibly even being in a leadership role in your community or in a work situation. So the angel I see coming up with that is Gabriel. So you can call on Archangel Gabriel to help you communicate in a way that is assertive, but also honest and clear and kind. You know, you can speak your truth and still be coming from a place of open-hearted kindness and compassion. And that's really the energy that's being called for when you're kind of on a boat in rocky waters, blah, 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 you know, and you feel, oh, what's going on? You know, it's really a time to stand in your power and be open and honest with yourself and others. So, I mean, hang in there, because good times are on the way, or, you know, times that are more abundant and calm for you. So feel free to call on Gabriel to help you
cool.
be
appreciate it.
Centered,
awesome.
Centered and strong right now. Mm-hmm.
Hope that helped you out, Rosemary.
It did. Appreciate it.
Awesome. And now you're going to have to give us a call back in a few days after you've pondered that for a while, either taking some time out, a few minutes to meditate on that, you know, what is the decision that I'm not making, you know? And the decision could be either that or programming your dreams. And the decision could be as simple as there's a psychological block where you've not made the decision to move forward, where you're still focused on the lack or focused on previous relationships that didn't work out or something like that, and you need to shift that focus. That's why I say get that piece of paper and write down all the qualities of the kind of individual that you want to bring in. You know, what are you guys going to be doing together? Going to the movies, going down to the beach, the water, taking cruises, I don't know, you know, riding roller coasters, you know, going dancing, what is the kind of things you're going to be doing and the qualities of the individual? And if you're having trouble with that, get a second sheet of paper, and on that other piece of paper, write down all the negative qualities from your past relationships, and then just write the opposite of them onto the other paper, what you want to attract in. That's a nice little exercise as well. Okay, so we might have time for another caller or two. Is that okay with you, Kathy? I'm just having a good time here.
Yeah, a couple more minutes, sure.
Let's see if we can get that area code 216 again.
Hello.
Hello, caller, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
We can hear you now. What's your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Patricia, calling from Cleveland, Ohio. My call is regarding, I've been living here for about 7 years. Long story short, I've gone through the dark night of soul, a lot of psychic attacks, just a lot of negative energy. I feel and believe that I've gone through that. I must relocate for my own health. And I'm looking to do this, going to the Pacific Northwest. I plan to do this next month, but it seems like I've just been having difficulty getting the monies, and I mean large sums of money so that I can do this. And I usually had trouble getting jobs, all of that. And I do have a work ethic, so I've applied to all types of jobs. I just need to know, I do, and it's my plan to still relocate to the Pacific Northwest, but I've pushed it back to August. I need to know, what do you see there with that? And why am I having this delay?
Let's see. You want to go first this time, Kathy?
Hi, Patricia. Yeah, I'm getting a couple 5 cards, and so the energy around this move is really troubling you, and you're kind of in a place that's stuck. So it's going to be a time right now to, this is not the right time to move. You're right. You know, to the, where I am out here to the Northwest, the time is not right right now. So we need to review the situation. It sounds like you've already been doing that, putting it off, you know, a couple months. There are some concerns coming up around money, Five of Earth, so fear surrounding money. The outcome I get is Three of Air, where this situation is bringing you some sadness, and it's going to take some time to heal and regroup. So,
sadness in regards to what?
In regards to this move that you're making, that it doesn't, the energy around it at this time is not supportive.
I mean, when is it time and energy? Because I'm going to get out of here this year. Period. I've had enough of this place. Enough of these
of Cleveland, right.
Period. Everybody, everything.
Yeah. When I pull an angel card, I do get all as well with Archangel Jeremiah. Now, this is important because he's saying everything is happening exactly as it is supposed to. With hidden blessings, you will still understand. And what that tells me is that there's some issue with divine timing here. So don't let yourself discouraged if this isn't happening as quickly as you would like, because there could be things going on behind the scenes that, you know, you are not aware of, where, you know, your team of spirit guides and angels have an overview of the situation, and they can see things that you cannot. So if this move takes longer, if it takes you longer to get the money together than you would need, then allow yourself the luxury of rolling with that and not getting unduly discouraged. Have faith in your guides and angels that they know what's best. And, you know, perhaps if this move gets put off a few months, it's because the, you know, for example, you know, it could be because the house that is the best house for you or the job that is the best job for you will not be available until,
right,
you know, some months down the line, the latter part of this year. That's just an example of what divine timing could look like in action. So that it takes some faith on your part to hang in there when things aren't going as quickly as you would like. Dex, are you getting any information as far as a timeline for this move or with your numerology?
Yes, but real quickly, because we got to move on here, and I'm just going to, you know, throw out what I'm seeing. And almost everything is in perfect alignment with what you were saying, Kathy. It's all about the divine timing. The Eight of Wands shows up, which talks about this can happen faster, but it's all about the situation, mostly around the money, okay? And what the cards are saying is that Patricia is too attached to the money has to come a specific way. She talked about, you know, applying for every job that she could apply for, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And, you know, we call that the scattergun approach. When we do these readings, okay, you're throwing everything out there hoping something's going to, you know, stick to the wall. And the cards that I'm getting, like the Queen of Wands, which talks about asserting your independence, and the Nine of Pentacles showing up, the independent woman, you know, is suggesting that you're going about this the wrong way, that there is another opportunity, which actually shows up as the Ace of Wands. There's another way for this to happen, and it's going to require you thinking outside the box. And I can't give you the specific details, you know, in a 2-minute reading, but what I'm going to tell you is that it's something where you're taking advantage of the skills that you have, and you are solving a problem for someone else, your client, and you're making money doing that. And it's not through a job. You know, the Nine of Pentacles is the card of the entrepreneur, okay? So this is doing it on your own. It's figuring out what problem you can solve, what value you can bring to other people, charging for it, and going out there and finding the clients and solving their problems. That's what's showing up here. In addition to that, there's something from the past showing up. And so what that's talking about is that in addition to this thinking outside the box, other ways that you can have income, there's a possibility, a potential to get assistance from somebody from your past, either partly or in whole. I'm feeling more partly, you know, that they're going to be able to help you in one way or another. It could either be with the thinking outside the box angle or straightforward a windfall, you know, loaning you the money, giving you the money, somebody that knows somebody that knows somebody where there's a place to stay so you don't have to put out rent right away when you get to the Northwest. There, I don't know what that is. There's so many different possibilities, but that's the key right there is thinking outside the box. How can I make this happen without going down the normal road that I would normally go down? Like, oh, I got to find a job, work at the job, make money. No, you don't need to do that. There's other ways to make money and there's other ways to get assistance. And it doesn't have to be monetary, like I said. You know, so the friend of the friend of the friend has a house that they're not using in the Northwest for the next, you know, 3 months, and you're able to move in rent free and find work up there, you know, something along those lines, you know. So the main thing, the big takeaway is I'm getting a 4 month time frame. It may take up to 4 months for this to actually happen. It could happen as fast as 4 weeks, though. If you find that friend of a friend of a friend, you might be moving in 4 weeks. You don't know. But I kind of have to lean towards going with what Kathy's saying. It's going to take a few months to up to as much as 4 months, which is still before the end of the year. So you'll still be able to move before the end of the year. It's just that, like you said, Kathy, everything needs to get into alignment. It has to be divine timing. And you need to get out of this mindset where you're focused on the lack and instead focus on what you want, what are the attributes of that, and then start thinking outside the box. What skills and abilities do I have? What problems can I solve for people that don't require me getting a job working for some other company? Work for yourself. The entrepreneurial card showed up. So hopefully that helped you out there, Patricia. And let's see, we got 2 minutes left before the end of streaming. We're going to see if we can squeeze 352 in real quick. Caller, are you there? Area code 352.
Oh. Hi, oh. Yes, this is Joanna in Florida.
Hi.
Hi.
We got to do it real quick because we're at the end of the show.
Yeah, I think Kathy just answered my question in the chat room. So.
Oh, good.
Yes, yes.
That's awesome. I love that.
Yes, yes, wonderful, wonderful. So thank you and blessings to all of you. And please, and thank you, Kathy, and everybody have a wonderful weekend. Thank you, Dax.
God bless.
Awesome mm-hmm. stuff.
All right.
Wow, fastest call ever. You solved her problem in the chat room.
We're geniuses.
It is just amazing, let me tell you. It's just amazing. And hold on a second. Got to send you a message in the PM there. Check your PM. Okay, so we are at the end of the show. And I want to mention once again that you can contact Kathy in between shows just by going to her page, psychictalk.net/Kathy. Kathy with a K, psychictalk.net/Kathy. You can read about her. You can contact her. You can book sessions, whether you need help with your animals, animal communication, or yourself. She's got all the modalities lined up. Alrighty. And then don't forget my sale. If you want to book a reading or a numerology report or both, really awesome sale on the Pride page. Remember, you have to go to the Pride page to get the special prices. So you go to psychetalk.net/pride and book a session with me. People are booking left and right here. So get in quick because otherwise, I'm going to have to book your session out like a week from now. It's getting crazy. PsycheTalk.net/pride. Alrighty. And I want to thank all of our listeners and all of our callers. And you, Kathy. And say shout out to Dr. Rose. Yeah, we miss Dr. Rose. She'll be back next week.
Plus our special guest next week as well.
Oh, I can't wait. Jennifer Mateo, master hypnotherapist and certified tarot professional. And we get to talk about tarot and hypnosis and the mind. And it's going to be a great show, folks. So tune in next Friday. Goodbye, everybody. Goodbye, Kath.
Goodbye.
Great show again.
Have a wonderful weekend.